I would, we're going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. We appreciate everybody coming out. We know it's a little crowded and wet, but we'll try to get you out of here as soon as possible. At this time, join us for the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let's pray together. Holy God, in whom we live and move and have our being, we give you thanks for this day, for the opportunity to celebrate accomplishments across our city, for the call that you have placed on our lives to make decisions for the city that we love so much. God, all of our thoughts, words, and deeds, that in everything we say and do, we give glory and honor to you. In your name we pray. Let all God's people sing.
Amen. Amen.
Salute and pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, this time we're going to go ahead and start off with the most fun thing we do in this council. We have, once again, we have another state championship. And this year is a little special because I saw some of y'all when you were born. Your mamas and your grannies, and I mean, it's just it's great seeing all these kids growing up and becoming state champions. I'm going to read this proclamation and I'm going to ask the coaches to come up and then we'll hand out one copy to each one of the kids and get a picture. All right, this proclamation honored the Westminster 10 U Volleyball Scout State Champions. Whereas the City of Westminster Recreation 10 U Volleyball Girls have been crowned State Champions by the South Carolina Recreation and Parks Association. And whereas the City of Westminster is extremely proud to be the home of the Westminster Recreation Department, and whereas the Westminster Recreation Department promotes physical health and personal development through team sports such as volleyball, and whereas the Westminster TNU volleyball team defeated Lancaster to win the state tournament and the title of state champions, whereas the team is coached by coaches Jessica Handy and Beverly Whitfield, now therefore, by virtue of the authority invested in me as mayor and on behalf of the city council and citizens of the city of Westminster, I hereby honor and celebrate the Westminster Recreation 10U volleyball team for their accomplishments and the dedication and support of their coaches and parents, and in appreciation of the hard work of all the players, coaches, and staff during the 2024 volleyball playing season. Ladies, congratulations. And get the thanks you deserve. I've been on it, so I know. The parents put in all the time, all the dedication, the coaches. I mean, there's so much that puts this together, and having a recreation director like her just really makes it possible. Would y'all come up, coaches, please? And we'll call out the girls. We have Miss Beverly Whitfield. Congratulations, ladies.
Thank you. Good night.
All right. All right, bring us on the bus.
On my way. Yeah. That's what I Thank y'all.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Congratulations.
Chamber of Commerce recognizes 20 young professionals under the age of 40 and for their hard work in their career and personal life. And whereas the award winners are selected from dozens of nominees by panel of judges, and whereas the City of Westminster is extremely proud to be home to 7 of these highly accomplished individuals, and whereas these individuals have contributed significantly to the professional and personal community. Now, therefore, by virtue of the authority vested in me as mayor on behalf of the City Council and citizens of the City of Westminster, I hereby honor and celebrate 2024 Westminster 20 Under 40 Award winners for their accomplishment and dedication in support of their companies, co-workers, and communities. Would you like to say anything?
Well, I just am super excited for all of the nominees, and I appreciate you guys being here, and it's an honor to be asked, and I think it's great that you're doing an additional recognition. So we appreciate that.
Well, we are extremely proud of you. So at this time, Ms. Erin Fuchs, there she is. Mm-hmm.
Coach one of these young ladies up here in Westham. We get to connect in another way.
Awesome. Y'all mind squeezing in together a little bit? Great. Awesome, guys. Congratulations.
Anyone sign up for public comments? We do not. All right, now at this time we have a special presentation for the financial statements. Kevin, are they here?
Yes, sir, Mayor. and members of council, the auditors, or the auditor that was scheduled to present tonight is sick. So if it's all right with you, I'm going to give you some of what I think are the highlights, and then he will come at your January meeting. We are required by state statute to complete an audit within 6 months of the close of the fiscal year, which is why we have that on your agenda tonight, which is why I did not want you to miss the opportunity to receive the audit. I'm going to go through it rather briefly. Please ask any questions you have. And if you have any technical questions, I will make sure to pass them along to Will Walls. Please remember, he's your auditor. He audits. He does not work for the city staff. He works for you. We give him the information he asked for, and if we don't, he's going to tell you that when we did it, although this report says how great we are, it really does say that. I'm going to run through a few of the highlights right now. If you do not mind, going to page 9 on your, was on the audit, but I think I'm also syncing with page 9 on their iPads. That should be the cover letter that has Love Bailey at the top. Okay. So this is where they walk through and they tell you what their responsibilities are and the staff responsibilities are. They're going to follow generally accepted accounting principles for auditing government entities. The staff is responsible for providing them whatever information they ask. They do a certain amount of testing, which means they come in and they validate invoices to paycheck or to checks that were cut, to purchase orders, to do inventory. They check to make sure that the money that your staff spent lines up with the way we said we spent it. I'm going to have you go to page 13 now, if you don't mind. And there is a section there that says financial highlights. I'm going to give you the highlights of the highlights. If you see in the middle of the section, the second bullet point, it says the city's total net position increased by $4.8 million compared to the prior year net position, as revenues of $17.2 million exceeded expenses of $12.3. Please keep in mind when you see these numbers, this was the year in which we receded the $5 million from the state of South Carolina to go toward the Hall Road complex. You're going to see over and over throughout this audit a $5 million delta between a number of numbers. That most likely and in most situations is that money that we received from the state in the fiscal year that we're talking about in the reporting. We haven't spent it yet. We're starting to draw down on it now as we start construction. But remember, this only goes through the end of June of 24. The second bullet point that I will highlight to you is the fourth one under that financial highlights. It says at the end of the current year, unassigned fund balance for the general fund was $1.6 million, or 56% of the total general fund expenditures for 24. That speaks to the strength of us having good financial management. And we're conservatively estimating our revenues, and we're conservatively managing our expenditures. That takes a group effort by all of your staff to do that. The next thing I'd like to point out to you is on page 6. I'm sorry, page 15. Sorry, wrong number. There is the second paragraph. It says supplementary information. If you flip back to the notes, the second half of the audit is labeled as the notes to the notes to the financial statements. If you want to know what any of these terms actually mean, that's more or less a glossary, the first note to the financial statements. So if you have any questions, that's a great place to start. It explains what nearly all of the terms in the audit means when they say unassigned, restricted, unrestricted, net position. Each of those terms are defined in the first note. After you get through looking at the terms, the last section of the audit, which starts on page 67, maybe it starts on page 66, I'm sorry. It is going to refer to itself, beginning on page 68, as the independent auditor's report on compliance for each major program. You know that we're receiving a number of grants, that the money is sourced from federal funds, even if we receive it from the state of South Carolina. And as a result, we're required to do what is called a single audit. This is that single audit where it effectively looks at those expenditures for those grants only. And if you turn over or scroll over to page 71, you can actually see the three items from which the single audit qualified. The first is the USDA Rural Development Water Infrastructure Project. All those lines are now in. This only accounts for the expenditures up through the end of June. You can also see that the funds that we received from the Rural Infrastructure Authority, I believe those are funds that are related to our SCIP project. And then you can see the Appalachian Regional Commission, the $32,000 where we did the downtown master plan. Some of you may say we did that master plan almost a year and a half ago. That's correct. But those expenditures were actually concluded in the fiscal year of this report. So that's why they show up in the single audit. We will distribute not just the single audit, but the full audit to all the federal and state agencies that were required to. I made a list office earlier today, and I think it's about 15 different agencies. They want to know what our financial positions are. I think we are in a strong financial position where we are finishing the fiscal year that has been audited. As we talked about back in January, as we move forward with the number of projects we have going on, we are going to be cycling through a lot of cash. So when these grants come in, we have to front the money, and then we get reimbursed for that money. It may make some people go a little crazy, our city clerk, managing those that cash flow from time to time. Rebecca does an excellent job at managing that cash flow, and sometimes we'll, what is the phrase that we used? Mission critical, and it's just a matter of making sure that we have enough money in the bank to be able to pay everything we need to pay as it comes due, because these projects are big. I will be happy to answer any questions I'm able to from the audit. Your auditor is going to come and present and answer any questions you have at your January meeting. But I'd be happy to pass on any of those questions or try to answer any you have. I would request that you do make a motion to accept the audit, even though I didn't put it as an action item on the agenda. That way I can go ahead and distribute it to the state and federal agencies. And if something comes up in January, if you're comfortable doing that, if something comes up in January and you want to have the audit reevaluated, you can do that. I'm doing all this on the fly, so I apologize. I did want to point out that we did a restatement of one level of expenditures. And basically, last year when we had the audit done, and probably because I'm trying to talk and look, I'm not going to find it. But last year when they did the audit, the previous auditor looked at one of our lease purchase dollar amounts, and they counted it as capital rather than counting it as an expense. So this auditor restated it. It's really not a big deal, but it really, we want to make sure we are accurately reporting exactly how we use all of our funds. So that was a bit of discussion that we had with the auditors. While you'll read it in about 10 seconds, we spent quite a bit of time talking back through the most appropriate way for that money to be restated. And I'll be happy to send you the actual page number at some point in time when I'm not under so much pressure to find it.
Is everybody okay with the audit?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion to second. Any questions or discussion?
I always like to ask this question because it says it's been
is in compliance. We're a clean audit.
Yes. It is an unmodified, unqualified opinion. So
thank you.
Oh, and Debbie, as you said that, page 10, where it says other matters.
You mean,
I was looking at 11.
You mean the audit page 10?
The audit page 10.
Which is,
yeah.
No, your page 10 on your
okay, my page 10.
It does mention that we did
properly
the restatement.
Yeah. So that's all I
don't want. All right. Anything else?
And thank you very much. Hard work, great work. Thank you very much.
As we refer to it, the ladies at City Hall did an excellent job, and Rebecca is always the point guard for doing this, and it is difficult to really give her the credit for the amount of time she and Kylie Carter, Inspector Holbrooks, and Connie Beatty spent pulling all this information.
Good job once again, Rebecca. Call for a vote, please.
Audrey?
Yes.
Debbie?
Yes.
Ruth?
Yes.
Fran?
Yes, ma'am.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, move on to comments from the mayor and council. Anybody from the council?
I just want to thank some people. My mayor. It's always great to partner together with everybody, and I think we need to make sure we're telling people thank you for the many things that happen in Westminster. So, first steps with community partners, especially going through the Foothills Farmstead. We provided 100 Thanksgiving meals for people in North Carolina. And again, with a lot of community partners and United Way and VSS, we were able to be about 50 kids and send home bags of food for them for Thanksgiving. So I'm telling you, it's not me, it is our community. There's so many people willing to help, always give. So I just wanted to let you know.
Absolutely. Anyone else?
I want to commend the staff on the Christmas parade.
Yes.
From my vantage point, it was good. I was a little sad that our police chief chose not to ride in the golf cart, but I guess it was a little chill.
You know, we've not had that cold of Christmas parade until Reagan took it over. I don't know what Reagan did. Normally
Reagan,
it's pretty warm.
Whoever did it can blame it on me.
Reagan, you did a beautiful job.
Thank you. Anyone else?
I think we had 48 clubs.
So, yes, ma'am. So we had 49 register ahead of time. Councilman Glimp was kind enough to help man the check-in table.
Great.
And by my count, we had at least 9 sign up the day of. And while we certainly didn't want this to happen, I know probably upwards of maybe 10 that we didn't get to catch at that registration.
Yeah.
So by that count, there's upwards of 60 or 65.
Right. It looks great.
Which we're proud of, and I think that's a strong turnout. So.
Yeah, it was a good turnout. All right, a couple of things from me. Can we replace the locks on the depot door?
Yes.
The one on the end of the building. We could not get that thing unlocked in Saratoga. She's constantly having trouble with it. So I tried, and I couldn't get it open. Had to go around the building, so we might need to do that. I want to encourage the council to sign up for the Municipal Association training courses in, I think, the 1st of February?
January.
Is it the end of January or 1st of February this year?
January.
So we'll split the differences middle of January.
Yeah, y'all just sign up. The courses make a big difference. I've seen it with our councils. This council knows so much more than a lot of the other people I talk with because of the training you go to, and it really makes a difference. So I do appreciate everybody getting involved with that. I want to congratulate Adam Duncan. He was sworn in as the South Carolina House Representative for District 2. He's from here. He's a Westminster boy, even though he might represent District 2, but this is his hometown, so we're hoping for big things from him. I want to congratulate Senator Thomas Alexander, who was once again unanimously elected to serve as the president of the South Carolina Senate, and that is a huge accomplishment. It's huge. I mean, a unanimous vote, that's just amazing. And then share with the council, I sent you an email today from Nicole Kemp from the Oconee Cultivation Project. She's emailed me with some big plans for 2025. She's got a lot of new things they want to do with that cultivation project, the community garden. So if y'all will be thinking about what we can try to do to get more people involved. I mean, there's people in our community that need that. And we just need to get them involved. And it's a really, really good benefit for them, for them to take care of themselves.
Yeah, and I'll say, Mr. Mayor, just to add to that, I got the chance to work with Nicole this summer because the Camp Cultivateen was housed at Westminster Presbyterian because of its proximity to the garden. And mm-hmm. So that's for teenagers, not necessarily for the adults in the community. But she is going to work as hard as we support her to bring different types of programs mm-hmm. to the area, especially to that neighborhood specifically where the garden is.
Right.
So she's great, and I think as much as we can support her, we should.
Well, that's a really big benefit we have. You know, if we can just get more people involved to participate, it'll be great. All right, move on to routine business. Comments from the utility director, Mr. Scott Perry.
Good evening. Good evening. Hope y'all are having a good, solid day.
Yeah.
Got Chris Todd here. I don't know how many of you have met him, but he got here just a little before I did. He is our water and sewer superintendent, and he is a big part of what happens in the department. A lot of the things you see going on, Chris is in the middle of, or managing, handling that. So I wanted you guys to be able to put a face with the name and know he was carrying a lot of load around here. But he's been a big help to me as I'm learning my way. We're learning along as we go, but he comes well equipped for the position. So.
Heard a lot of good things about you.
I have to love that.
Not from Scott.
And go through a few updates. The biggest thing we've got going right now is the 76 Bridge, and that continues to evolve. We're up there at about 4:30, just seeing what the rain is doing to it, and there are huge chunks of soil and asphalt falling into the river right now. So we've had some meetings with DOT and the contractor, and the contractor is pushing hard to get this project moving. They actually hope to start pulling the logs, have a log jam Monday. And they plan to start demolition January 9th on the bridge. So part of the work that needs to happen up there also concerns the bypass line that we have in place. So we installed that initially the week after the storm. We were going off the information we got from the DOT, but their vision for the project wasn't the time. So their whole plan has changed since then. So they've got a design team that they hired contractors on site, and their plan is to make the bridge 10 feet wider, and they're going to shift just a little bit, but some of that's going to affect where our lines is now. So something that we proposed to them in a call a week or so ago, we have an 8-inch line on the bridge now, and we're planning to upgrade to a 10-inch, which is the line on the other side of the bridge. Initially, the current bridge couldn't handle the weight of that line, so they're designing that into the new bridge so we can put a larger line to better serve that area. As part of that, we need to relocate the bypass line. To do that work, we've got to do it before they take the bridge down or the bridge collapses. I think we have today. It's hard to know how long that bridge is going to last because it's washing away here. So the idea that we pitched to them was for us to get a local contractor. We've already got a worked out plan. Chris and I worked hard on this, but we've got cost of materials, and we pitched this to the DOT. This is what your cost is going to be to do 2/3 of the work for the final product of the bridge, and in the same process, relocate the bypass line out of their way for construction. We feel pretty confident we could get that done within a couple of weeks. But the cost is our hold up right now. We're waiting for confirmation that the DOT will cover that cost. They told us verbally. We feel like they will, but they've not put it in writing. So there's a memorandum of understanding that has been plugging through the DOT's channels for the last month and a half. We're waiting on that to come back to us, and the contractor is really pushing them hard because they see the value of what we proposed. And they see that we would be able to get there ahead of them, which would save them several weeks of time. And the goal is to have the bridge completed by June. So all that's, let's say we're trying to stay a few steps ahead of them as much as we can, as much as they'll allow us. And as soon as we get the okay from the DOT, we plan to pull the trigger on the materials and get that process started.
Just out of curiosity, what is the cost?
Roughly about $80,000, which is a lot cheaper than their project cost. So if we're able to get in there and get that before, while we're still able to do that, while we still have the original line in place, it will save them project time and a good bit of money on the overall project too. So, we think we should be able to get this done within 2-3 days once the materials are on the site and we have the, whether or not. Be able to get it 2-3 days. So.
Is that logged in with both or below?
It's upstream.
It's upstream. So when that's cleared, is that going to increase the erosion at the time?
Decrease. Because what has happened, the log jam is wedged itself between the supports of the bridge.
Okay.
So the water, when it comes up, has to go around, and that's what caused the
right at it.
And that's actually, I think, what caused the problem with the bridge. Okay. It caused it to wash out. We're doing everything we can to help speed the project, keep it moving, stay out of their way.
Okay.
That's our latest on that right now. And our other projects, which are also important, they're not quite as high level, I guess, but our skip project, they are moving along with pipe plate, talking with Troy Rager, that he has been in contact with the Pool Infrastructure Authority folks, who have approved our concept of using the remainder of our skip funds for Oak Street and some other projects, sewer projects, rehab work we need to do. They're hoping to get the green light for that within the next few weeks. We can put that out to bid and get another round of sewer work done. So that's going to be coming up soon, we hope. They've just been overrun with requests for the same things. A lot of folks have projects came in under budget, so they're stepping back and adding to their requests. They've been busy on there, and they're well aware of what we need, they're on board. So. And our Heirloom Farm project, they're laying sewer through a swamp right now. Chris has been out there with them several times. They've worked out a route through there, but they got a pretty good challenge with that. They're still making headway on that. So, overall, there's a lot happening, and a lot running along with it. So.
Well, I want to commend y'all because one of the contractors called me the day y'all met him out there and said that whatever suggestions y'all had made, that the DOT engineers were really impressed, the contractor was, I mean, that y'all really going to save them a lot of money. So they did want to brag on y'all for the job y'all did.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Anything else? Any more questions? Next, comments from City Administrator, Mr. Bronson.
Yes, sir, Mayor. I'm going to give two items to Chief Miller. He's going to introduce a new officer, and he is going to explain why, when you get the administrative report this Friday, you see about 3 times the number of warning tickets versus actual tickets. So, Chief.
Okay, first of all, let me introduce one of my new officers, Austin Shepherd. He's Seneca native, right? Spent some time in the Army, came back, and we decided we need to hire him. He got registered today for the academy, so he's starting his 4-week fire hose training where he gets to PowerPoint himself to death. So hopefully sometime in January he'll be done with that so we can go to get him into the academy. Trevor Alsterbrink goes to the academy January 5th. So that's hopefully we're left with one spot. We have a guy, he's currently right now in the psychological phase of the hiring process. So if he passes it, then we'll try to bring him aboard, and then we'll be fully staffed.
Is he certified?
No. He is not certified. He has to also go to the academy. So, it's hard to find, well, let me clarify. I'm very picky as far as who I bring on. And we have a lot of certified people that have applied to come work here. But my philosophy is this: if they have gotten released or terminated from another agency, why would we want to bring that headache home?
Right. Absolutely.
So, we have 10, 11 certifies, but they all have some baggage that, I feel like it's not suitable or what we're looking for to build here at this agency. So that's why we have problems finding certified applicants, honestly.
Thank you for that.
Just trying to change the mold.
Thank you for having me, giving me this opportunity, and just hope we can do some great stuff here. So.
Great. Glad to have you.
Welcome.
So on the second part, what he's talking about, so each month, y'all know I give a chief report, and it has a lot of different categories like incidents, total arrests, total traffic stops. One reason you're going to see the difference in the amount of tickets that we write with the warning tickets or whatever we call them. They're not called warning. They are warning tickets, but they're mostly called contact tickets. We can't differentiate. We can't separate the two. So what I have got my guys to do is anytime that they get out with somebody, either they're somebody loading in the parking lot, we ID them, we're going to give them a contact ticket.
Gotcha.
So that way we can know if something happens, just like last week, Oconee County was asking about somebody. We already knew who he was because we had got out with him, and we gave that warning ticket or that contact ticket to him. So that's why you're going to see a higher number of contacts. I encourage our guys to get out, talk to people. It doesn't hurt. But when you talk to them, you ID and say, hey, who you are, whatever. Man, this is nothing. Let me just, write this down and give it to you. Okay? This month, you're going to see we have started our project where we're enforcing traffic a whole lot in Westminster, trying to, with the holidays and stuff.
Yeah.
So you're going to probably see more warning tickets. You're going to see some tickets, but it doesn't defeat the purpose of what we try to do to make our city safe and try to decrease the number of traffic accidents that occur here. So. Everybody's taking part, even me. I'm out there, talking to people, contacting them, say, hey, let's slow down. So that's why you see a big difference between tickets issued and warning tickets. I hope I explained that quite well. But it gives us an opportunity to get out in the community and get out our cars. That's one of our, the main priorities is us to get out and start walking. Going into businesses, talking to people, or, you see somebody in the laundromat, you get out and you talk to them. If we make contact with them, we ID them, we're going to give them some piece of paper so we can have four-hour records. So, any questions?
Now, Chief, when you interviewed, you said you were going to make the department the best in the state. I think you're well on the way to making a good dent in that progress. And just talking to one of your officers and the initiative they're taking, different projects that they're undertaking is outstanding. And I'm looking forward to hearing about that later on.
Yeah, it's a time-consuming thing. It's one step at a time. We got a vision. Next week, me and my leadership team, which is, Lons and Merck and David, we're going to sit down. We got goals and I gave them a choice of, hey, I need 5 goals and objectives, what we hope to accomplish in this department, and we're going to work on, So we're going to have 15, 20 goals, so we got to get it.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Chief, I've got a quick question, and you can say, talk to me about that later, and I will. On North Street, is it possible to get one of those radar things? One of the speed that tells you how fast you're going, that used to sit on the top of 123?
Yeah, we don't have one of those. I think that comes to the county.
Okay.
But I can get with Sergeant Morey and see if we can get it. But I haven't seen one. Okay. I may be mistaken. But I haven't seen where we can say, okay, this is what your speed is. We need to get one. I think it would be very helpful.
It's getting real fast over there.
We'll solve that problem.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, move on to approval of the November 12, 2024 regular meeting. You got something else?
I got just a few things.
Oh, all right.
I'll throw them real quick.
Let me hit reverse.
The groundbreaking ceremony will be this Friday for the Hall Road Rec Complex at 3 o'clock. We know that's right in the middle of school being let out, and I apologize, but that's when we could coordinate all the people that we want to be there. Chief is going to have some extra patrol in the area just to make sure everything works smoothly. For those of you wondering how long it'll take about an hour. But we now have the fancy shovels. So we had the non-fancy shovels when we did groundbreaking at Anderson Park. We have the fancy shovels for all three. We'll also have a ribbon cutting for Sphinx on December the 19th at 11 a.m. Looking forward to that, getting those folks open and enjoying the new store. I forwarded to you an email that we received from the Oconee Economic Alliance CEO and President Jamie Gilbert about Mayan America bringing its corporate headquarters to the Oconee County OITCP. It's going to have a Westminster address. I think that's going to be our first corporate headquarters. It's very nice. And then the last thing, Davey, I know you and I will celebrate this together, especially we finally are moving on Anderson Park. They would actually have started construction yesterday if it hadn't been raining. We're going to meet them. They did put a couple of pieces of equipment out there. They're ready to go. They were bummed that they sat in the shop all day rather than work. But we, Scott and I, will meet them out there tomorrow just to make sure we've got some of the logistics. As soon as it's dry enough, you'll see them moving dirt. So we'll be on our way. And Mayor, thank you. That's all I have. Sphinx, December 19th.
11 o'clock.
11
o'clock. All right, anybody have any more questions? All right, item 6, approval of the November 12th. 2024 regular meeting minutes. You all have those in your packet. Everybody had a chance to look over them. And Rebecca, thank Kylie for her efforts.
Oh, yeah.
We really appreciate it. She did a good job.
She learned from this.
She did. She absolutely did.
Hey, get your hold.
That's it.
She doesn't quite have the rhythm of the calling down like she did.
Right.
She did a great job.
We need a motion.
Make a motion to approve the minutes for the November 12, 24 meeting.
Second.
Motion and second. Call for a vote.
Davey?
Yes.
Ruth?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes, ma'am.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Aldrin?
Yes.
Next, item 7, consideration of second reading ordinance 2024-12-10-01. Do we have a motion?
So moved. Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Kevin, Reagan, do y'all have anything to say about this one?
This would be a Reagan item.
No, sir, other than what we said at the last meeting, it's just going to streamline our annexation process and remove the number of items you have to vote on and the planning commission. It also will save the city some resources and paying for an advertisement in the paper for a hearing. We also have items on the agenda tonight at the new business section, but if you approve it now, we will use this method for those annexations. The planning commission went ahead and made those conditional recommendations as we discussed last week.
Fantastic.
Any more questions? Call for a vote.
Ruth?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes, ma'am.
Jimmy? Dale?
Yes, ma'am.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Aldridge?
Yes.
Katie?
Yes.
Next, item A, consider a second reading ordinance 2024-12-10-02. Do we have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Before you make that motion.
Well, I was just going to make the motion to open it up for discussion. That's all I was doing. Motion, second.
Second.
All right. Yeah, Josh had called. Yes, sir. Josh has called. Did he call you?
Yes, sir. Mr. Mayor and City Council, I apologize. I didn't let you know ahead of the meeting. I got this email around 3:30, 4 o'clock today. Ms. Amber Crane and Josh Thomas of Thomas and Crane Real Estate, who have submitted this application, let me know that DOT is only going to allow them 3 driveways, and as such, they will not be able to move forward with the floor plan they proposed, and they have asked to withdraw their application. So I just wanted to let you know that. I'm sorry I didn't... wasn't able to make you aware before the meeting tonight. I have an email from Amber confirming that with me. If this council consents, I'd like to incorporate that into the record, stating why they've asked us to do that.
So do we need to table it or just vote no on it?
Yeah, I'd table it and then we just won't bring it back.
Okay. So we need a motion to table.
Make a motion to table.
Second.
I want to call for a vote, please.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Aldridge?
Yes.
Davey?
Yes.
Ruth?
Yes.
Next, under new business, first reading ordinance 2025-01-14-01. I need a motion.
Come
on. A second?
Second.
All right. This, I can speak to it just to start. With Scott Parrish being on that board for 20-plus years, I just feel like it's in the best interest for the city if Kevin and him have those two seats that we have. So I called Scott and asked him if he wanted to stay on. He does. So I'm stepping down, and I think Scott will do a tremendous job for the city. And Kevin's appointment on that board is more important than mine, so I'm good with that. So this repeals that ordinance that we had.
Okay.
So. And I think the sewer authority is probably going to end up changing tremendously in the next year anyway. So.
Yeah, and so Mayor, you have a couple of items on your agenda for tonight. This would repeal the ordinance that allowed the mayor to serve on that board in an ex officio capacity by right of being the mayor. So you repeal that. You do not have to have second reading before you appoint your new appointees to the board. They have asked those appointments to be made annually, so you have that further down the list with Scott, me, and David Dunn.
Do we need to repeal that for him to go on?
No.
Would it not be a good idea to leave that in place should something happen?
The reason I've decided we should do it this way, and I mentioned to Kevin, sent him an email, is the sewer authority is going through a huge transition right now.
Right.
So I don't think it's going to be an issue.
I don't think it's going to be an issue because very likely before we get halfway through 2025, or certainly by the end of it, there's going to be a new board composition.
That's right.
Yeah. It's all going to change.
Okay.
So it's just one of those things we can clean the ordinance up and get rid of it and move on.
Answered my questions.
Yes, sir. Call for a vote, please.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes, ma'am.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Aldridge?
Yes.
Davey?
Yes.
Ruth?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am. All right, I move on to item 10, consider first reading ordinance 2025-01-14-02. We need a motion.
Motion to approve. Second.
All right, discussion. Reagan?
Yes, sir, Mr. Mayor and Council. I have several items coming up. For this one in particular, this is the reassigning the zoning classification. When we annexed in this property, the new method that you just approved was not in place at that time. So we're finishing out this last bunch with the last set of items that you'll approve or that you'll consider to rezone them. And so this is first reading to rezone the old Dunlop plant, 100 Dunlop Drive, to be light industrial, which the staff and planning commission found is the best fit to use for that property. And that will allow it to continue to be used as the developer has proposed his business.
Okay.
Planning Commission also had a public hearing on that item as well.
Call for a vote.
Dale?
Yes, ma'am.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Aldrin?
Yes.
Davey?
Yes.
Ruth?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes, ma'am.
Jimmy?
Yes.
All right, these next, do you want all of these done individually, Reagan, or do you want to do them as a group?
Based on our discussion from either the last meeting or the meeting before, I believe we settled on first reading being individual, and then I presented back to you all at the next meeting as a consent agenda, which you would approve in one vote.
All right, so the first one, you go ahead and read off the ones, and we'll check, make sure everybody's got them and knows what we're doing.
Yes, sir.
If they have a question, then we can stop.
Item 11 is rezoning of 650 Marsingill Road, which we're zoning, or which we recommend R15, which meets the current size of that. Planning Commission also held a public hearing and recommended R15 for that property.
Just go ahead and read all.
Yeah, go ahead and read them all, and then we'll do one.
Item number 12, and this is 12 through 18, are all the same group. Parcel at Nina Circle, which is the section of mobile homes that you all annexed in earlier this year. Lot A through Lot G, we are recommending to be rezoned to general residential, which allows flexibility and allowing those to remain as mobile home units. And that's A through G, items 12 through 18. And that is it for the rezonings. There were, I believe, one other one that we are, that staff and planning commission recommended R25, so there's no ordinance to rezone that.
All right, so do we have a motion?
Uh-huh.
Oh, we have a second. We already had that, didn't we? That was just opening up for discussion.
No, you didn't.
No,
we didn't.
We didn't. So second.
You sure?
Yes.
All right. Got a second.
Okay.
Any more questions or discussions? Call for a vote.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Aldrin?
Yes.
Davey?
Yes.
Ruth?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes, ma'am.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes, ma'am.
Next, under 19, consider first reading ordinance 2025-01-14-11. Need a motion?
Motion to consider ordinance 2025-01-14-11.
Need a second?
Second.
Okay, go ahead, Reagan.
Yes, sir, Mayor and Council. This is the annexation of property located at 510 West Oak Highway. This is a couple houses down from Brock Road. It is contiguous across West Oak Highway. We received the annexation covenant for this property via our utility service connection policy, where we require utility service customers to sign an annexation covenant to receive city services. And this will be the first item that we'll consider using the new annexation method. So when the Planning Commission considered this at its November 18th meeting, they recommended that you accept the annexation and approve it, and they also conditionally recommended, conditional upon you all approving the annexation, that property be zoned to R15. And we believe that fits with future land use staff and Planning Commission recommendation.
Any pushback from the property owner?
No, sir. It's a young family. I spoke with them when we first began this process. I also touched base with them this past week. Let them know the meeting tonight. Let them know they're welcome to attend. And they didn't give me any other comments to provide to you all either.
Okay. Welcome them to Westminster. Call for vote.
Aldrin?
Yes.
Davey?
Yes.
Ruth?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes, ma'am.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes, ma'am.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Next, item 20, consider first reading ordinance 2025-01-14-12. Need a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Right.
Yes, sir, Mr. Mayor. This was also a utility service annexation covenant, similar to the previous item. And this is also underneath that new system which you have proposed. The Planning Commission posted a public hearing on December 18th. And recommended R25 of the designation. They recommend approval of annexation and rezoning classification. This is 100 Carson Street.
Anything from the property owner?
No, sir. Similar to the other group, or to the other property owners, I did let them know. They did not provide any comments.
I just have one question.
Yes, ma'am.
Really bad question, but between R15 and R25, is it light to medium? Is that what that designation is?
Yes, ma'am, and that area is a little bit larger. The surrounding properties are a little bit larger on the R25 designation, which is why we lean towards that direction. And the Planning Commission had great length about the other one being R15 to match the other properties if we were to annex them in the future.
Okay, thank you.
Reagan, quick question. That property on the corner of North Alexander and Carson, is that in the city limits?
No, sir. It's on the of Alexander and Carson Street?
Mm-hmm.
No, sir, that is not. We don't have a utility service annexation.
So we have Nina Circle now and Carson, or the other one we're doing now, but we don't have that corner.
That's correct. Yes,
okay.
Sir. But it is contiguous through Lot F of the
Nina Circle.
The Nina Circle, yeah. Properties.
Yeah, I was just wondering about that corner.
Yes, sir.
All right, any more questions? Call for a vote.
Davey?
Yes.
Ruth?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes, ma'am.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes, ma'am.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Aldrin?
Yes.
Next, item 21, resolution ratifying a memorandum of understanding between the City of Westminster and Horton. Need a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Bronson, go ahead and spill the beans.
Yes, sir, Mr. Mayor, I want to read the broader points of the agreement with Horton, and since you have the benefit of seeing it, but anybody else who's here is not. Horton, which has they make fan blades up in the OITCP park, has graciously stepped forward and offered $2 million for us to continue constructing Hall Road Rec Complex. So that goes in addition to the $5 million that we received through the state budget from sponsored by Senator Alexander and Representative Bill Whitmire, in addition to the 1.5 portion of that, which will go to the project for this fiscal year that Senator Alexander Bill Whitmire got for us. I'm going to read through the highlights, Mr. Mayor, of the MOU. Horton's intended donation is a total of $2 million. 1.2 upon signature of this memorandum or as soon as feasible thereafter, then $200,000 in each December, years 25, 26, 27, 28. The City of Westminster confirms this gift is tax deductible. The check will be made to the Foothills Community Foundation, 501c3. With the note intended purpose for Halston Park. And as a reminder, we set up that mechanism through the Foothills Community Foundation back when we first announced the concept plan for Hall Street. Horton will be recognized as the exclusive corporate partner and sponsor of the Outdoor Recreation Center, Phase 1, Option 2 of the field portion of Phase 2. To include roadside large format sign indicating Horton outdoor recreational area or fields or some variation acceptable to both entities. Horton branding and colors throughout the outdoor facility, both to be approved by Horton. Horton as the only and exclusive corporate signage and branding for the outdoor area. Horton understands that there are and will be advertising and signage from local supporters. Horton accepts and encourages this. Both Horton and the City of Westminster understand Horton's contribution for this project is intended to advance community development while also enhancing the brand of both the City of Westminster and Horton. As such, the City of Westminster is to inform Horton of any events, changes in scope or schedule, or other circumstances that would adversely impact Horton's reputation. And finally, Horton is allowed one representative on the committee providing oversight to the Outdoor Recreation Center, future indoor recreation center, which we currently have two, Ms. Kelly Boone and Sam Bella. They wanted to codify here. We're very grateful, we're very humble that they have decided to make this contribution to our community and believe this is the first of what I hope will be a long and prosperous relationship. Staff recommends approval.
So Mr. Bronson, the Foothills Community Foundation, how do people reach that if they want to join and be a part of this and if they want to donate?
Yeah, the Foothills Community Foundation, I don't know the website right off the top of my head. it, but if you were to Google it, it's in Anderson. And within the website, it has a location for you to donate. When you click on donate, you scroll to the bottom. There's a lot of different projects that are in there that they accept donations for. And the Westminster Park Fund is the title of it. And that money goes directly into an account that is set up just for Hall Street. We have the exclusive right to be able to withdraw those funds. And, oh, look at Reagan. Yeah. Donate to the, you can always count on Reagan.
You can donate from the city website.
Thanks.
Exactly. That's what I was going to ask.
The Recreation Department page, it's the second button, second icon on that page.
And my question is, with the naming and all, will it be called still the Hall? What's it called? Hall Road Project?
We will
change to Horton Outdoor Recreation.
Yes, we will start using that terminology if you approve this tonight.
I understand that.
So people who want to be a part of what Horton's doing can go on the Recreation web page on the city's page, and they can click on that and they can donate to this.
Donate to the project.
Well, I think it's fantastic that this group has decided to join us and invest in Westminster. It's the biggest investment for our youth that we've ever had, so I'm great, especially from private.
Purple has been smiling for weeks now.
All right.
And
so
it's good they're showing that they're wanting to put somebody on the committee for the outdoor side of it, but also the future indoor recreation center. And I assume that's the gym, correct?
Yes, in our conversations with them, they believe every bit as much as we do that we will not only build the fields that are under construction now, but we will complete the additional fields that come next, as well as the gym. And they are committed to helping us with that planning process, which is why they wanted that provision.
That's awesome.
So we are ready for a vote.
Yes.
Ruth.
Yes.
Brian.
Absolutely.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
Dale.
Yes, ma'am.
Adam.
Yes, ma'am.
Aldrin.
You bet.
Davey.
Woo! Yes.
Now we have to send her pool a text.
That's right.
Oh, this is going public right now.
That's right. And again, we want to thank the Recreation Committee, the mayor, all the visionary, our staff, everyone that's had a part. It's taken everyone working together.
And a wise man told me one time that those who think something shouldn't be done or can't be done should stay out of the way of those who are doing it.
That's right.
That is just absolutely what this city's done in the last few years. So we've done it. And we've got the start that I think is going to make a huge difference. And that run, Dick Mangerman. So excited, he's got to go get on the radio.
$2 million gets Dick out of the ring.
Yeah, how about that?
Kevin, when do you anticipate that we'll share the rendering with everyone?
Right
we
now?
Have it,
Herb's doing it now.
Herb has it now. We will have it on the website for anybody that's here. I'll set it in front of the council. It's a bit different than what we have seen before. But that was to maximize the amount of park space that we could get for the money. And I'm very proud of the design we have. I think we're going to have some great fields. They're going to be world class. They're going to have some amenities in there that other facilities don't have, even though it is a little bit on the smaller side. I think we will have a niche in the market. Herb has already received some calls in the last couple of weeks about some travel teams looking for some space to use specifically. So,
I'm right here.
I know you here.
Yeah.
You're ready.
And we appreciate you too very much.
And so see,
I'm sorry, is that five fields initially going in?
The big one's going to be for the big boys. 12 and under be the other four. You have four 12 and under can play simultaneous.
Okay.
Can you give them dimensions?
Yeah, 225 or 200.
The top field, you have two opposing or 220 with one 400. And then on the bottom, they're both 225s. So that will accommodate 12 and under on the shorter fields. The bigger field is for 14 and 18. Anywhere, anything over 14 and under, it'll go up to 400 feet.
I know the next question from everybody is going to be, when are we anticipating completion of this phase?
So they have made great progress. I'm going to hedge just a little bit. The goal was to have all the grubbing completed before Christmas, and they pretty much have that done. They're just, they're burning the debris out there right now. The fields will very likely be in the spring, although we may not be able to play on them right away, since we can let the turf settle and manage, or settle and grow a little bit. So it may be spring, maybe summer, maybe fall. Kind of depends on the temperature and how the grass responds to being on the field. We'll be a little bit behind that in getting the concession stand in. The concession stand and the bathrooms are being built with the grant funds, the LWCF grant. But we have already made some plans to put some temporary bathrooms and a temporary concession stand out there if that lags a little bit. I received an email from the state this morning. We're still on target to meet some of those goals, but I don't have a firm date on that particular portion. So we're very happy. And like I told folks earlier, if you can't find Herb Poole, he's probably sitting in that parking lot. Uh-huh. Or he's out there walking on the field.
I drive by it 3 or 4 times a week. This is a big deal. And for y'all, those on council that wasn't here years ago when we first started this, we've had the tournament guys and the girls softball team have been asking about this from the minute we brought it up. From the time we bought the property, people have been asking, when can we get it? When can we get it? They're wanting to come here. So.
Mayor, what year was that when the property?
Rebecca, Chris is second year or third? Because I reached out to Joel Thrift the year he come off.
You closed on the property in December 2020, because I was here.
I was going to say 2020.
Yeah, I started talking to Joel.
But you started talking to Joel.
I started talking to Joel, and it took a couple of years to get him down, because they started out way up.
It probably started when 2017-ish.
That's when I started talking to Joel, and we had a council that was willing, but we couldn't get Joel to come down on the money, and it just rolled. But we got a council now that all see it. Everybody's on board, so we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the lights too, because like if it's going to get put up and we don't have lights, it's going
there'll
to
be
the
lights.
Same.
Oh yeah,
lights.
Put them before like
it'll be up when the fields are.
When the fields.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, this contract's not like useless. It's not piecemeal. This is contract to do it. We have a parking lot, dugouts.
That's what I'm
thinking. Everything's going to be set up.
Trying to do the practice schedules around.
Yeah, it's going to be ready to roll.
Oh, what's going to be cool about this one? It does come with all the bells and whistles. It's not like any field we have now. So.
Well, yeah, that's the bad thing is the one right below Rhett right now. Like, it's killer during the day, but for fall season, it's not. Yep. Who can get off before 5 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody will be 5 o'clock.
You're talking about Beacon Field?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not out.
I mean, I know, but I'm just saying, using that as an example,
right.
It's a killer field.
No, this is designed to be able to run tournaments and at night. I mean, it's going to be set up. So, I think you're going to be happy.
Yeah, because like literally they're changing guard. Like it's not going to be UFFSA. Perfect Game bought that out. Well, with them bringing that in, they're wanting other venues. Like Seneca's already trying to get in on it. We have better talent in Westminster.
Absolutely.
Like, I ain't being ugly and I'm not tooting my own horn, but we do.
We do.
Like it's one of the things because we're losing boys to Seneca because we can't accommodate for practice.
Right. So, we're changing that. Took us a little while, but we're getting there.
I'm excited.
Thank you. All right, next, item 22, resolution appointing Kevin Bronson, Scott Paris, and David Dial to the Oconee Joint Regional Sewer Authority for the term beginning January 1, 2025.
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. Do you need any more explanation? Good. Call for a vote.
Ron?
Yes, ma'am.
Jimmy?
Yeah.
Dale?
Yes, ma'am.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Audrey?
Yes.
Davey?
Yes.
Ruth?
Yes.
Next item, discussion and appointment to the Westminster Planning Commission. I've asked around. Charles Morgan is willing. He's actually done that in Wahala and for the county, I think. He's the only one I've had, but he is willing, so I can nominate him Anybody have anybody else nominate?
Yeah, Andrea Harbin.
Andrea Harbin. Well, so you want, Kevin, how do you want to do the voting on this? I forget how we did it. Need a motion.
Wait, first, you should see if you have any others.
Yeah, any other nominations?
Is it?
So I would just say somebody make a motion for one of those two, and then you go from there. Oh yeah, and I know Andrew is in the seat limits. Charles is in the seat limits.
Yeah, he is. He's on
the board. I make a motion to nominate Charles Morgan.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Call for a vote.
Who did the second?
Jimmy.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Aldrich?
No.
Davey?
Yes.
Ruth?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry.
All right. So you'll be in contact with Mr. Morgan?
Yes, sir.
You know where he's at?
I've got you.
I can get that to you. All right, next, discussion regarding the proposed 2025 city council meeting dates. I'm assuming everybody's had an opportunity to look over the dates. Does anybody have any questions or conflicts with those dates?
Mayor, I'll point out one thing on there. If you see the June 17th, that is not the second Tuesday, that's the third Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And that's because the American Public Power Association conference is the second Tuesday. I'll be out of town. If you still want to have it, Reagan is in training, so he will be happy to cover that meeting if you want to. I've
17th.
Moved it just to accommodation of my 17th. Schedule. So if you want to stick with the second Tuesday, it would be the 10th.
Do we have tentative dates for our summer conferences?
I think it's already set.
So you do have tentative dates for PMPA and Municipal Association, and none of those conflict dates.
But are they close?
They're July, I think.
Yeah, typically you take July. So it's on a Tuesday. Reagan is adamant that I'm wrong, and I'm adamant that I'm right. We have a little bit of fun disagreement. So November the 11th, 2025 is Veterans Day, although I think the day you're actually off is on Monday. I think that's the day, but I think it's celebrated on Monday. So if you...
The 17th is the second Tuesday in June. No, it's not. It's the third.
Yes, the 10th would be the second.
Yeah. Oh, Veterans Day.
Yeah, that was the only one I had a question about was June, and that's
and
it.
And this is not necessarily for you to act on tonight. You can act on it your first meeting in January, as long as we know what day you want to meet in January. Which would be the 14th, and if you want to have a one-day planning session, last year we did two half-days, and I got some feedback from you all, you'd rather do it in one. We can go back to a two-day split if you'd like. This is just a proposal. We just need to know the first day you want to meet in January, and then we can take it from there.
Is everybody okay with the dates?
We get that.
Yes. Jimmy, you okay with a full day, January 10th for the planning? 9 to 4.
So the 11th the 11th is going to be a holiday and recognized on the holiday in November for Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm. So you're keeping that? I would like tonight to November 11th.
We can move it or keep it. That would be up to you.
Don't matter to me.
You can keep it. I'm just letting you know I'm asking not to be here.
Yeah, no. I mean, we can move it. Right now it's time to move it if we're going to move it.
So Reagan, what's the next
one?
The 18th.
I mean, I could go before or after. Well, before is Election Day. The November 4th is Election Day.
When is Thanksgiving Day? The 27th, so 18th.
Election will be on the 4th. So
18th.
You could have it on November 18th, and then you avoid the conflict.
Yeah, so that's a week before
Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Yeah, the 18th is fine.
Okay, thank you.
Well, yeah, Thanksgiving is the 27th. So do y'all want to move...
Yeah.
November 11th to November 18th?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, please.
Y'all good with that?
Yeah.
And are y'all good with June being the third Tuesday on the 17th instead of the second Tuesday?
That's fine.
Everybody good with that?
Mm-hmm. You good with the 10th being the planning day?
10th planning day from 9 to 4, for one full day. Is everybody good?
And that's a Friday.
I'm good with anything.
And you're going to have lunch for me, right? You gonna have lunch?
Yes, ma'am. We'll have a
break. We thought you were gonna fix lunch.
Yeah, well.
You didn't look down the list. It says you were gonna supply lunch.
I don't mind help.
Now that's on the 10th, so that's on a Friday.
Yeah.
As many of them as we can.
Okay, that's what I need now.
Are we gonna do that here?
The planning.
We will have as many of them here as we can.
I was talking about the one where we're gonna be here all day.
We can have that wherever you want. We've done it at the depot. We've done it here. Really could be, you can do it at City Hall.
We'll be more comfortable here.
Pisano's.
What?
We'll be more comfortable here, I think. More room.
I was thinking like something with couches. But it's fine.
No, something with couches.
So do you have a preferred location for the tent?
Here.
Okay. So if we'll see if we can get one of these rooms, and if we can, if we can't, I'll circulate that. That's reserved for the firefighters.
And as long as we have tea. You all had the air on here a few minutes ago.
Jim Miller fixed that for us.
Oh, okay.
Guess what? Me and Jimmy didn't say a word, did we, Jimmy?
He wore his jacket. He came prepared.
No, he was cold.
Are we good? Is everybody good?
Yes.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you all for coming.
Great night.